It's Monday, September the 20th, and this is your morning briefing from The Economist. Coming up, fresh French peak and rigged elections in Russia and Hong Kong. First, the world in brief. France pulled out of a defence summit with Britain as a row over Australia's decision to join the AUKUS security pact rumbled on. Australia's new trilateral alliance has meant spurning an order for French submarines in favour of nuclear subs based on American and British technology. France had already withdrawn ambassadors from America and Australia over its, quote, stab in the back. The share price of Evergrande, a cash-strapped Chinese property developer, plummeted while it started to repay investors in the form of discounted real estate. Its shares are now worth a tenth that of their high point last year. The company has debts of around $300 billion, the most of any property group in the world. Angry investors have besieged its headquarters in Shenzhen. Female employees of Kabul's municipal government were told to stay home as Afghanistan's Taliban rulers continue to choke women's rights in the name of Sharia law. Girls have already been barred from schools. On Friday, a few dozen female activists protested outside the former women's ministry after it was supplanted by a ministry for the promotion of virtue and prevention of vice. Hong Kong held its first elections without even the semblance of an opposition by a system China introduced to ensure that, quote, patriots rule Hong Kong. On Sunday, 4,380 people selected a 1,500-person, quote, election committee, which will pick some legislators in December and the territory's chief executive next year. Hong Kong's vocal pro-democracy opposition has been dismantled since huge anti-government protests in 2019. Exit polls in Russia's parliamentary elections suggested that the ruling United Russia Party, which supports President Vladimir Putin, has strolled to victory. In recent months, the government has cracked down on alternative candidates, especially those allied with Alexei Navalny, a jailed opposition leader. An independent watchdog recorded examples of rigging, including ballot stuffing and threats against observers. America began expelling would-be Haitian immigrants who have been massing in a Texas town. Some 13,000 people from the Western Hemisphere's most poverty-stricken country have taken shelter under a bridge in Del Rio on America's Mexican border. On Sunday, three planes returned around 320 people to Port-au-Prince, Haiti's capital. More flights are scheduled for the coming days. Britain's largest energy groups asked the government for emergency financial support to help them survive a crisis caused by soaring natural gas prices. The suppliers fear that taking on millions of customers from failing rivals will be costly. Five smaller energy companies have gone bust since the beginning of August. Rising costs are evident elsewhere. The price of American gas futures has nearly doubled in the past 6 months. And, fact of the day, 5.3%, the share of grants from the Gates Foundation awarded to organisations with headquarters in Africa.